Earlier this year, a disturbing photograph from a small Ohio town captured the reality of America's opioid abuse crisis. It showed a man and a woman slumped over in the front seat of a car on the brink of death with a young child in the back seat. The photo went viral after local police posted it online. Opioids are pain relief medications, extremely effective and potentially extremely addictive. Hydrocodone, also known as Vicodin, oxycodone, also known as OxyContin, and many other related drugs. Michigan is also struggling with the opioid epidemic. Today on Current State, we'll talk about treatment strategies being used here in Michigan. My guests are Dr. Narasimha Gundamraj, a pain management specialist with Sparrow Health Systems in Lansing. Dr. Gundamraj, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Also, George Long is with us. He is the office manager and patient liaison with Bloomfield Internal Medicine Associates in Bloomfield Hill. Thank you for being here, George.
Glad to be here.
Dr. Raj, can you help us understand what makes opioids so potentially addictive?
Opioids are very effective pain management medications. It's the structure of the opioids and where they act in the brain that makes them potentially addictive and potentially abusive. Mm-hmm. They work on opioid receptors in the brain, which also are closely related to the reward centers in the brain that the other illegal substances and drugs work in. Mm-hmm. So there is a mechanism where they not only treat pain, but they also can be abusive and they can be addictive if not used in the proper way.
Over the last couple of years, we have seen such a huge rise in reported cases of opioid overdoses across the country. What's accounted for this surge in these cases?
Well, I'm seeing at our practice the prevalence of access. Those patients have access through either nefarious sources, out on the street, or they go and see a physician for a reason that is not genuine. Mm-hmm. So they may be able to acquire medication through surreptitious methods, or they may have initially started as a genuine patient, and through discontinuing of that necessary medication, they found themselves dependent or addicted, mm-hmm. and they have to go to the street to keep that up because the fear of the withdrawal is very potent.
Dr. Gundamraj, explain to us how you come into contact with people who are addicted to opioids. What are the circumstances?
In my practice, I see patients who are already on opioids. They're coming from their primary care doctors. They've been on opioids for a few months or years, and out of the fear of what's going on outside in the outside world about opioids, some of these patients are not prescribed the opioids that they need, and they're referred to us for expert opinion. So these are the most common patients that we see in our practice who are being treated with opioids.
George, what about you?
Well, we're seeing a lot of patients that they may have chronic issues, and we treat some of those at our practice, and others we refer over to doctors for pain management that are a little more expert in that regard. They can maintain a quality of life. So those pain medications are very necessary for certain folks, but mm-hmm. for others, we see them, and it's our take that we need to help them get stable. So we work on treating them.
Is there a difference between opioid addiction and dependency? Should we think of those things as the same thing, or are they different?
They are different. A lot of people get confused between opioid addiction and dependence. When somebody's taking opioids for a longer period, their body gets dependent on them. So when they stop taking the opioids, they go into withdrawal. That's dependence. Addiction is a disease. It's a neurobiologic disease. There's changes inside the brain which are sometimes irreversible. When you're talking about addiction, patients are taking medications when they don't need those medications for that particular condition. Mm. They know that the medications are causing harm, but they're still taking it. And there's a craving for these medications, and if the patients cannot get these medications, then they're going outside to get these medications in illegal ways. That's addiction.
We're talking about opioid addiction and treatment regimens as well. Dr. Narasimha Gundamraj is an anesthesiologist with Sparrow Health Systems in Lansing. George Long is also with us. Mr. Long is the patient liaison with Bloomfield Internal Medicine Associates in Bloomfield Hills. George, what is the rehab process for an opioid addict? How gradually or quickly must a person be weaned off whatever drug they're on?
That's a very, you know, specialized question for each individual. Some patients, they've gone through so many ups and downs that they will get to a point where they say, I've had enough, and they're willing to go to the lengths of cold turkey, which is, you know, to discontinue opioids, whether it's a street illicit such as heroin or something that's being prescribed for pain. I've had enough, and they will go cold turkey, which is a very difficult process, you know, full of the physical withdrawal symptoms, which are very, very uncomfortable. Or the weaning down process is a step-by-step process of reducing the intake of those opioids at a point where the patient can tell that there's a bit of discomfort, but you have to make progress.
Dr. Raj, what role does family history play in a person's susceptibility to opioids? Can you have a genetic predisposition to drug abuse, meaning you've got opioid receptors in your body that you might not be able to switch off?
Science has shown this. Addiction has a genetic predisposition. It's mainly studied in alcoholic disorders, although lately there's been studies going on with opioids also. So in general, addiction in itself has a genetic predisposition. First degree relatives of patients who have histories of addiction are high risk patients. And as a physician, whenever we prescribe opioids for pain purposes, we look at all these factors before we initiate somebody on opioid therapy. Their family history, their current state, their psychological tests that we can do to assess a patient if they are the right candidates for opioid therapy.
Let's get into the treatment here a little bit more deeply. George Long, what's the rehab? You administer a program involving Vivitrol. That's the brand name for a powerful so-called antagonistic drug. How does that work?
Yes, we're one of the few prescribers in treatment facilities that offer, in an outpatient setting, the Vivitrol medication, which is a monthly injection of naltrexone that is time-released and lasts all month. And it's an antagonist, means it's not an opioid, but it works on the same receptors, these mu receptors that are processing opioids. And so for patients who have gone through rehab or have become detoxed, this is a medication. The indication is to prevent relapse, and it's very effective at preventing opioid relapse.
To what extent do we rely on drugs or other drugs to fight addictions to drugs, Dr. Raj?
Most of the drugs that are used to treat addiction are antagonists, like George said. It's not just the drugs that that are used to treat addiction. Addiction treatment is a comprehensive treatment process. It involves medication treatment like Vivitrol, which has been used for prevention of opioid opioid addiction relapse. It also involves treatment with mental health facilities, social services. These are very important in treating addiction. It's not just the medication treatment.
What's lacking right now that you could use more of, or that we don't have enough of at all?
Oh boy, where do we begin? The first order of business is education. The folks who come to us and are ready, you know, to make that change, the patient has to have it in their head that they want to make change. But those folks are stunned if we get them on Vivitrol and they feel fabulous. Like, I wish I knew about this 5 years ago or 10 years ago. This is some great big secret. That's how they feel. Mm. But there is good press out there, and there is good information getting out. And we have relationships with rehab facilities that when folks come through and they're starting down the path of change, they're referred over to us to continue that good progress.
We've been talking about strategies for treating opioid addiction. George Long is the patient liaison with Bloomfield Internal Medicine Associates in Bloomfield Hills. We also want to thank Dr. Narasimha Gundamraj. He is an anesthesiologist with Sparrow Health Systems in Lansing. Thank you for being here.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having me.